trial here on Tuesday at Randwick of note will be Classique Legend, Prince Fay Was, possibly, and Sunlight, and Osborne Bulls, who, well, could be that slot. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go and have a chat with James Cummings from Godolphin. He's first up this morning as we prepare for Winx Stakes Day. Morning to you, James, and first up, congratulations to you and Monica on some baby news.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, we had our third daughter, our third child, a little girl called Mia, Monday week ago. So she's healthy and well, and you caught me a bit off guard because I thought I was going to be talking about horses, and now I'm talking about one of my kids.
Well, that's okay.
We all do three. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was only two, but it's
three. Now Monica. Monica's good.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I must say, just about mother of the year. But we're really lucky. We get a lot of great help from our family because it's pretty hard. You know, I'm away a lot. I work a long way away, and I've got to devote my Saturdays to racing, and you know, that can pose its challenges with the family. But I've been able to get a lot of help from Monica's family and my family to help out like that. And on the other hand, I've been able to put some fuel in the family home the last little bit. With all the help that I get from my assistants and racing secretary Kath and all the guys who really pitch together and part of a crack team that help support me and give me all the feedback that I need to get these horses to the races in the sort of shape that we want them in. And on account of that, it's been able to be a very enjoyable experience. It's my first little one as part of the Godolphin team.
You've not only got babies at home, you've got to learn all these babies in the boxes at home as well. It's that time of year where you'd have a heap of them trying to educate, get to know, and what's going to train on and what needs a little break, and you'd have plenty of them around at the moment.
Yeah, they're all domiciled at Warwick Farm at the moment. Those guys are working hard. And yeah, they're working hard on microphone too, actually, come to mind. And very disappointed by the New South Wales Racehorses Association. They didn't count him as a Sydney horse when he made his debut in Melbourne. But anyway, we have got to move on from that. But some commentary has been made about it in the Warwick Farm Trainers Hut, amongst other things, as you would expect.
Yeah.
Opinions on everything. Hey, you were talking about the barrier trials just before. Hugh Bowman made a comment to me in late July after we concluded a nice set of trials where he'd sat on some horses that were running today, horses like Fit and Elite, Flit and Elise, and he said, you know what, James, it's one of those mornings, it's more enjoyable to be at the barrier trials than the races.
I can imagine. Now, you mentioned the name there of starting to get the ear, starting to get to the ground to chase the early morning news and things like that. The drums are beating to me that there could be two Godolphin runners in the Memsey next Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to run Elise with Hartnell in the Memsey next week. The right race where she's ready to go since the tough effort in the missile, and 3 weeks into the Memsey's perfect for her. She was 3 weeks into the Futurity when she got up and won that in the Autumn Carnival, and it's a really nice race for stage of her campaign.
We'll have a look at the Group 1 today. Well, we know Avilius is a class horse. He probably gets to stamp himself the best horse in the land today.
Well, look, it's interesting that he returns at Group 1, Group 1 7 furlongs, and he's going to have to demonstrate some sharpness to be able to tack on and not be chasing too far out. You'd expect some tempo set from Summer Doubt, but, you know, even if that horse gets cuddled away and takes a sit first up, which you'd have to expect. Anything's possible. Wait for age, but he's going to have to tack on when that pace increase goes into the race from the half mile and demonstrate that winning post isn't going to come up too short too quickly for him. But he's ready to really rip home first up fresh. He's done well in his break. And I had to must say I've been really, really pleased with his preliminaries.
Okay, so he's here to run well.
Well, you know, the boys in the hut were giving me some grief that I'd said in the press during the week that we were going to give him a run, let him run a slashing fourth this week. So
I was getting that impression myself.
sometimes I got to wonder who puts together those good Olsen quotes from the head trainer during the week. Maybe we have to have a look at it. But but look, he's I can definitely picture a world where Avilius can jump out of the ground and win, for sure. But he's ready to run a really good race, and we've respected the fact that it's a Group One, and we'd like to have him ready. But I do think that he's not going to be going as well today as he should be going come October.
For such a good horse, he hasn't had an association with a jockey. Like, he's had winning jockeys, Schofield, McDonald, McAvoy, Bowman. They've all had wins on him.
Yeah, look, and, you know, there's been some interesting stories along the way. Give him credit, Brian Haskins. He's one of the best in the country, but he made a blue there wanting to book a handicapper in the BMW instead of a Villiers, you know.
I think you got a long memory.
I do have a long memory for those things. Some of those bookings go back to June 2017, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But he, they can't get it right all the time, and the horse has got a wonderful nature, and he's been able to sort of pick up the ball and run with it when he's had a fresh set of hands on the reins. And I also have learned from one of the best, Bart's most recent AJC Derby winner. Won the Derby on his 12th start with his 12th different jockey when the pumper sat on. So, Bart was never afraid to drop a good jockey off. So you think if he got the hint that he wanted to ride something else in the race?
No, for sure. Best of days. He's been gelded this prep. How's he ticking along?
He's actually coming along really well. I've been pleased with everything he's been doing the last 7 weeks, and he's just been edging forward and he's growing more confident in his work. And he's going to present really good skin for a horse that's having his first run as a gelding, and hopefully his effort reflects my positive frame of mind towards the horse.
Your horse is in race three. A Theory, Avon River, Deference. Improvers, Avon River, and Deference, and a Theory will the extra distance.
Yeah, I think that it'll be interesting for her. She was only okay first up, so she's got to improve, but. She can do that. I think she sort of can be coiled up in behind them in a race like that, and I can picture Hugh sort of just sweating on the run beautifully on her to use a short sprint. And the other two, well, they're down in the weights in a handicap Group Three. They get an excellent chance to throw up a Group Three performance early on in their career.
Wacker in race four, up in class, down in weight.
Yeah, look, she had to. She was given a lot to do from the wide barrier last time, and she's proved she just can't make up that ground at Warwick Farm. But her effort was still sound. Hugh wasn't disappointed in her, and back down in the weights, she copped the penalty of turning four between the win at Warwick Farm and the next start at Warwick Farm. She lost her 3-year-old allowance, so she actually got quite badly hammered at the weights there for the win from July to August. Back down in the weights today, well, you could make a bit of a case that she could give them a scare.
You've got two beautiful fillies here in race five. Tenley, well, we can all see the dry two-year-old form. It's impeccable. And this Flit was the name on everyone's lips after the Percy Sykes, thinking she could be the star of the spring.
Yeah, for sure. You know, two beautiful fillies. I've been really looking forward to seeing Tenley back on the dry track since she floundered in the heavy going slipper day. The truth is she's going to be better suited at set weights in a fortnight furious, particularly giving Jerry Harvey's filly Libertini 2 kilos in a race like this and a bit of a start. But she's a good filly who moved well and strong through the line in trials without the blinkers on. James has had that feeling from her when he got up and won the Riesling back in March, and you know, I'd like to think that she was capable of coming back and making an impact in the Princess Series. Flit similarly, she went to the paddock probably a run early and is inexperienced as a result, and she demonstrated that again at the most recent trials. She just doesn't quite know how to go through her gears at the drop of the hammer there when the jockeys really need her to, but she's resuming in her second racing campaign, and often those horses can just surprise you how much they have actually picked up and started to put it together. And I think there's another horse of ours that's really going to be a better version of herself by early October than she is fresh up today. But Hugh is certainly looking. I think he's looking forward to riding this horse and seeing what sort of performance she can put together once that race pressure really builds in the middle stages and she knows how to respond. But like I said, both of these horses are good fillies. They're going to be spotting Libertini a bit of a start. I mean, that's a good horse with a good trainer, good jockey, and he's going to be getting the right run from barrier two. It'll be hard to beat. Jerry Harvey was throwing off, I think, in the press saying he might be expecting a nice seventh in the race.
In saying that, your fillies have better race form than Libertini. I know she's got hype and she's got expectation, and justifiably so. But your fillies have the score on the board at 2-year-olds.
Yeah, but I have my old man come around every second night for dinner, and he's been telling me this thing's going to win the Cox Plate, the Everest, and it's going to win the Golden Eagle next year. So I think that all the old fashioned trainers, what do they say? Oh, I just worry about my horse. But it's a pleasure to see Dad have a good horse in the race, and I'll feel for him if it gets beaten, unless numbers one or two are the ones that get over the top.
You won't be feeling anything if the blue comes straight past him, mate.
Exactly.
You'll be saying, "Where's Dad? Where's Dad? I just need to catch up with him."
Have you had him on yet?
No, he was on yesterday. He was on yesterday with us. Rather confident Dad, though, as he was yesterday.
Cozzy had him on about 6 weeks ago, and they talked for like 15 minutes about the horse. By the end of the interview, he had him telling Cozzy where he was going to be positioned in the fight stakes.
Well, you can tell he's excited about it.
Sure.
He's excited about her.
So he should be.
Yeah, for sure. Cascadian, some of his French form, I should say, is outstanding. But I get the feeling you're talking him down today.
Well, look, the truth is, the imported horses just got to us a little later this time. There was just a delay, and one kicked the wall, and because of that, they probably haven't had as solid a preliminary as I would have loved them to have had. But I really liked what I saw in his trial. I think that in the build up to that, we'd been quite steady with the horse. And one thing about Cascadian is that he's done everything right since that trial and has continued to go ahead. But this is a solid enough race for him to resume in, because there are horses with ability that could easily come back into form. There's a horse here, his last start, he split Brutal and Hartle and a Doncaster. There's talented four-year-olds that are just returning, like Trope and Baller, that can run sub 33 on their ear, their last 600, and they're horses that would be no disgrace to be beaten by. So he's going to have to be, and that's not to mention stablemate Deprive, who couldn't have been more impressive during the winter months and was put away and set for this. He was going to be set for either the Regal Roller or for this race after winning the June Stakes. And I think the truth is, you know, we've got two horses that are equally as exciting to see win, Deprive and Cascadian, but just for a fractionally different reasons.
Yeah. He's been beautifully placed, Deprive, but he keeps delivering. It sounds like you're probably leaning his way today.
Well, look, I am from the perspective that it's 6 furlongs for Randwick, and he knows it so well. The horse is... consider that at the track, he's had 4 starts with 4 wins, you know. So Deprive's going to saunter around the theatre of the horse thinking he owns the joint. As Cascadian's flown around the other part of the world, if he can get up and beat Deprive, I think it'll probably be on, I think if anything, it might be on fitness, because Deprive did do particularly well with a little let up since the June stake. But yet, I do concede both horses have loads of improvement as the spring unfolds for them.
Kia Michi, well, she was just an Iron Force horse last preparation. Dry track today. How's she returned?
We've been delighted with the way she's going. She went to the paddock. He tired Billy. She's come back refreshed. There's condition that she's still going to put on, I'm sure, and she's going to grow in the spring. She's still got to shed her winter coat. She's done it a little cold out here at Osborne Park the last 8 weeks. But the truth is she's returning in the right distance for her. Get a little difficult racing against the older mares. But, you know, this isn't the Moya. And she's a slipper winner returning, so she's got to be considered a chance. I'm just a little guarded because I know, and I've seen it with my own eyes, that she improves as she gets runs under her belt.
Any excuses for soothing there first up in Melbourne?
Well, her Melbourne form isn't quite as good as her Sydney form. And she's sort of always gone down to Melbourne for hard tasks. That was weight for age, and she's not a weight for age horse. And she probably found out by that weight for age fresh up, probably a little on the big side. Now that she's had that run under her belt and has sustained a good amount of training with a freshen up in between, I can imagine her going much better, but she'll definitely need to because she was disappointing. But this is better for her. This is a handicap down in the weight, back to Randwick, where she put in that blistering performance in August last year. And I know that was sort of, that was when she was into the 80s of the ratings then, and against lesser horses. But if she can get back to that sort of confident performance, then she could be throwing up a top three effort in a group three sooner than later.
You finish with a good prospect in Roe Heron. Can he go on with the good work?
He's a beautiful horse, Roe Heron. You know, I was guarded about him fresh up because he'd got there a little soon, and he'd had that while away from racing, and he didn't look $1.30 chance when they had him off the bit, the 500 turning for home on that improving wet track at Randwick, but he's gone ahead since then. I think that the recovery of the horse is most important of all, and it told me that he was ready to go within a month back to the races. And he gets a dry track today. How dry will be interesting because it's been so windy on the coast that they might have been struggling to get the irrigation onto that course proper. But the horses are going to need to be working into these races from back in the field for a number of our runners. You know, consider that we're going to spot them a bit of a start in the Wink Stakes and in the Silver Shadow and Roheron may be not much different because he's a pretty good candidate, prime candidate to be getting. The sort of horse that's going to be hard to get past for Roe Heron. Bjorn Baker's had his tail in the air all week. He was on fire this morning in the trainer cut. So there must be something out there today that's ready to win. I have a bad feeling that he could upset me here in the last, and it might be a race we need badly.
He gives the impression with his racing style that 1400 will suit him, but then I'm looking for holes in him actually because I like Prime Prime Candidate as well. But his mother, he hasn't won past 1200. His mother only won to 1100.
And it's an interesting family because it's thrown up sprinters and a Derby winner.
So
I know what you mean, and he's the possibility that he could ultimately prove to be just a very, very capable off-pace sprinter, but gee, you shouldn't have too many problems with 7 furlongs at Randwick, particularly back on top of the ground, and the work we've done with him since the win first up has barely touched the sides of him, and I think he's just naturally capable of getting himself fitter and fitter, and the distance he's got to do it, but I can't say that that's my greatest concern with him here. I think it's more so the horse getting into the clear and running down a capable horse and prime candidate and even Sweet Deal is sort of fit and mare in form. So, you know, just respect for the opposition and the task ahead for the horse to keep climbing through his grades is critical for him at the moment to prove that he is capable of heading in the direction that most people envisage him heading.
Well, our first interview this morning has gone about 19 minutes. But the response on social media is there, Duff, from Josty. Could listen to James Cummings talk all day at Godolphin. Another great chat this morning, already up on social media. We appreciate your time this morning, James. I've just got one more for you. You had a crack at Brian Haskins, the jockey manager, earlier.
Oh,
who's riding Elise in Melbourne?
Oh, Well, Damien Oliver is riding Elisa in Melbourne,
okay.
in the Memsie, and the reason for that is that you're paying attention to the rides on horses that aren't ours all the time as much as we can, you know, because I've got people for that. And he's riding in Adelaide during the carnival, and some of those back markers were fantastic. I saw him on horses like Sprite. And the filly that won the South Australian Oaks, very, very impressive the way he rode patiently and sweated on the run. It was just so cool and collected. So, you know, take notice of those things. And if he rides Elise the way he was riding those fillies in Adelaide, then I think she'll be savaging along. But the was it only 19 minutes?
It's now 21,
The trainers were giving me grief this morning that my speech at the awards ceremony went for 10 minutes and Bin Fox is rolling his eyes behind me. So I thought if I could double that, then, we're getting somewhere.
Well, you have, because normally by 7:30 we've done about three or four of them.
I left a couple off the list today.
And we're knowing that he was going to talk.
Well, we get him early, we can let him talk. But we get him late, we got to rush him.
Yeah, we got to rush him. Hey, James, I know you've got track gallops there at Osborne Park, so I'll let you get off and get those. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
No worries, guys. Thank you.